Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my purebred white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 12th of January, 2018 already. We're in the book of Jasher, that is Sefer HaYashar. Jasher is not a proper name. It's not the name of a man. It means Book of the Upright. And it is an exciting read. We are in the middle of chapter 23 here. We'll be beginning at verse 41. Finished up through verse 40 on Wednesday, where Abraham had rebuked Hashatan, the adversary, the Satan, because that's what Satan means, is adversary. And he had tried to make him think they were drowning in a river, and there was no river. It was a fake, sort of like fake news now that we have from the news medias today. It comes from the wicked one, and he couldn't fool old Abraham. He had the spirit with him. So let's get into verse 41 here. Oh, but before I do this, I want to remind everybody that all my shows are available for download on my website, and that is https://www.pastor-steve.com. Not an interactive site. You can't troll there. No comments. It's for download and listening only. That way I don't have to babysit. I'm really a little too busy for that, and anybody that seriously wants to listen to the stuff is going to get all they need right there. Lots of stuff on the site. I don't want to go into that. It's a good site, okay? Very, very simple, very plain. It's got a lot of information. So if you want to visit, there you go. Verse 41 of chapter 23 of the Book of the Upright. Yashar. And on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place at a distance which Yah had told him of. Verse 42. And a pillar of fire appeared to him from the land to the sky, and a cloud of glory upon the mountain, and the glory of Yahweh was seen in the cloud. Verse 43. And Abraham said to Yitzchak, "My son, do you see in that mountain which we perceive at a distance that which I see upon it?" And Yitzchak answered and said unto his father, "I see, and lo, a pillar of fire and a cloud, and the glory of Yahweh is seen upon the cloud." Verse 45. And Abraham knew that his son Yitzchak was accepted before Yahweh for a burnt offering. Verse 46, and Abraham said unto Eliezer and unto Ishmael his son, do you also see that which we see upon the mountain at a distance? Verse 47, and they answered and said, we see nothing more than like the other mountains of the land. And Abraham knew that they were not accepted before Yahweh to go with them. And Abraham said to them, abide ye here with the ass, whilst I and Yitzchak, my son, will go to yonder mount and worship there before Yahweh, and then return to you. Well, if you remember, both Eliezer and Ishmael were thinking to themselves that they were going to get all the blessings of Abraham and all his stuff and his birthright and all that after he had killed Yitzchak. They were greedy, both of them. We recounted that in the last show. So they were not acceptable. Yahweh didn't want them up there because their hearts were very impure. Verse 48. And Eliezer and Ishmael remained in that place as Abraham had commanded. Here's verse 49. You can reference Genesis 22, verse 6. And Abraham took wood for a burnt offering and placed it upon his son Yitzchak. And he took the fire and the knife, and they both went to that place. Verse 50. And when they were going along, Yitzchak said to his father, behold, I see here the fire and the wood, and where is the lamb? The burnt offering before Yahweh. And Abraham answered his son Yitzchak, saying, Yahweh has made choice of thee, my son, to be a perfect burnt offering instead of the lamb. Stop right here. Just flat out just tells him, you're going to be the sacrifice. Just tells him. He knows he's not hiding anything from him. Giving him what they call full disclosure. Listen to the response in verse 52. And Yitzchak said unto his father, I will do all that Yahweh spoke to you with joy and cheerfulness of heart. In other words, yes, father, I will do Yahweh's will, and if I am to die, you know, didn't hesitate. Not one bit. What a response. Very simple. Yes, I will do whatever Yahweh said to you, including lay down my life. Whew. Oh. Verse 53. And Abraham again said unto Yitzchak his son, is there in your heart any thought or counsel concerning this, which is not proper? Tell me, my son, I pray thee. Oh, my son, conceal it not from me. Verse 54. And Yitzchak answered his father Abraham and said unto him, O my father, as Yahweh lives and as thy soul lives, there is nothing in my heart to cause me. And they have the word deviate here. It sort of ties it in, but it's not in the text. It caused me to deviate either to the right or the left from the word that he has spoken to you. That's utter faith. Absolute. Whoa. Verse 55, neither limb nor muscle has moved or stirred at this, nor is there in my heart any thought or evil counsel concerning this. But I am of joyful and cheerful heart in this matter, and I say, blessed is Yahweh, who has this day chosen me to be a burnt offering before him. Of course, Yahweh hadn't done that, but he was having Abraham believe that to test him. And he tested Yitzchak as well. Willing, no hesitation, total faith in Yahweh. That is magnificent. Okay? Verse 57. And Abraham greatly rejoiced at the words of Yitzchak, and they went on and came together to that place that Yahweh had spoken of. Verse 58. And Abraham approached to build the altar in that place, and Abraham was weeping. Both joy and sorrow, I imagine. And Yitzchak took stones and mortar until they had finished building the altar. And Abraham took the wood and placed it in order upon the altar which he had built. Verse 60. And he took his son Yitzchak and bound him in order to place him upon the wood which is upon the altar to slay him for a burnt offering before Yahweh. And Yitzchak said to his father, bind me securely. And then place me upon the altar, lest I should turn and move and break loose from the force of the knife upon my flesh and profane the burnt offering. And Abraham did so. And Yitzchak still said to his father, O my father, when you shall have slain me and burnt me for an offering, take with thee that which shall remain of my ashes, to bring to Sarah my mother, and say to her, this is the sweet-smelling savor of Yitzchak. But do not tell her this, if she should sit near a well or upon any high place, lest she should cast her soul, literally her body, after me and die. In other words, she would kill herself. Okay. He was thinking of his mother. Verse 63. And Abraham heard the words of Yitzchak, and he lifted up his voice and wept when Yitzchak spake these words. And Abraham's tears gushed down upon Yitzchak his son, and Yitzchak wept bitterly. And he said to his father, "Hasten thou, O my father, and do with me the will of Yahweh our Elohim, as he has commanded you." Verse 64. And the hearts of Abraham and Yitzchak rejoiced at this thing which Yahweh had commanded him, but the eye wept bitterly, whilst the heart rejoiced. Wow. That is, the eye wept bitterly while the heart rejoiced. Verse 65, and Abraham bound his son Yitzchak and placed him on the altar upon the wood, and Yitzchak stretched forth his neck upon the altar before his father. And Abraham stretched forth his hand to take the knife to slay his son as a burnt offering before Yahweh. Verse 66. At that time, the messengers, now they have angels here, the messengers of mercy came before Yahweh and spoke to him concerning Yitzchak, saying, O Yah, you are a merciful and compassionate king over all that you have created in the sky and in the land, and you support them all. Give therefore ransom and redemption instead of thy servant Yitzchak, and pity and have compassion upon Abraham and Yitzchak his son, who are this day performing your commands. Verse 68. Have you seen, O Yah, how Yitzchak the son of Abraham thy servant is bound down to the slaughter like an animal? Now, for let thy pity be roused for them, O Yahweh. Wow. Verse 69. At that time, Yahweh appeared unto Abraham and called to him from the sky and said to him, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that you fearest Yah in performing this act, and in not withholding thy son, thine only, from me. You can reference Genesis 22, verse 12, verse 70. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, a ram was caught in a thicket by his horns. That was the ram which Yahweh had created in the land in the day that he made land and sky. Verse 71, for Yahweh had prepared this ram from that day to be a burnt offering instead of Yitzchak. Now, listen to this. And I know David James has covered a little bit of this in his way. He and I have different styles, but he's very thorough. And I've heard him say about this, but I'm going to say it again. Verse 72, and this ram was advancing to Abraham when the Shatan, caught hold of him and entangled his horns in the thicket, that he might not advance to Abraham, in order that Abraham might slay his son, because it would kill the whole seed line. And today, brothers and sisters, the seed line of HaShatan is trying to kill the whole seed line. The Talmudists and the evil ones, the progeny of the devil, wants to kill off pure Israel. And that is the battle that we are in right now. And it's going to continue until Yeshua HaMashiach returns and destroys the seed line of the evil one. And we are going to be in that battle. So you need to get ready. You need to prepare yourself spiritually and physically. I mean, if you're not going to be a mighty warrior, you could be a hewer of wood and a hauler of water, or you could do medical work on those that are injured. You could cook. You could do something to serve when the time comes. So decide what you're capable of doing. Don't hold back. Everybody that's faithful is going to need to serve. Verse 73, and Abraham, seeing the ram advancing to him, and HaShatan withholding him, fetched him and brought him before the altar, and he loosened his son Yitzchak from his binding, and he put the ram in his stead, and Abraham killed the ram upon the altar and brought it up as an offering in the place of his son Yitzchak. All right, this is a symbolism of what Yeshua Messiah is going to do in the future for the seed line of Israel. He is our ransom, the perfect ram created from the foundation of the world to give himself up as a perfect sacrifice for our redemption. See the analogy here? And with what Yeshua did for us at Calvary? Verse 74, and Abraham sprinkled some of the blood of the ram upon the altar, and he exclaimed and said, this is in the place of my son, and may this be considered this day as the blood of my son before Yahweh. Verse 75. And all that Abraham did on this occasion by the altar, he would exclaim and say, this is in the room of my son, and may it this day be considered before Yahweh in the place of my son. And Abraham finished the whole of the service by the altar, and the service was accepted before Yahweh and was accounted as Yitzchak. And Yahweh blessed Abraham and his seed line on that day. Okay, verse 76. And the Shatan went to Sarah, and he appeared to her in the figure of an old man, very humble and meek. And Abraham was yet engaged in the burnt offering before Yahweh. Verse 77, and he said unto her, do you not know all the work that Abraham has made with your only son this day? For he took Yitzchak and built an altar and killed him and brought him up as a sacrifice upon the altar. And Hitchcock cried and wept before his father, but he looked not at him, neither did he have compassion over him. Lies. Typical. That's what the seed line of this adversary does today. Lies. They lie about everything, especially about quote-unquote religious matters. Oh, that's hot. I have hot coffee in a cup that just keeps it really hot. Verse 78, and the Shatan repeated these words, and he went away from her. And Sarah heard all the words of the Shatan, and she imagined him to be an old man from amongst the sons of men who had been with her son, and had come and told her of these things. Well, he couldn't stop the sacrifice of the ram. Couldn't hold the ram because Abraham took it from him. So he's going to come and hurt Sarah. And told her this lie. Verse 79, and Sarah lifted up her voice and wept and cried out bitterly on account of her son. And she threw herself upon the ground, and she cast dust upon her head. That was a sign of mourning then. And she said, oh, my son, Yitzchak, my son. Oh, that I had this day died instead of you. And she continued to weep and said, it grieves me for you, O my son. O my son, Yitzchak. Oh, that I had died this day in your stead. In other words, in your place. But she wasn't meant to do that, see. Verse 80, and she still continued to weep and said, it grieves me for thee after that I have reared you and brought you up. My joy is turned into mourning over you. I that had a longing for you and cried and prayed till I bore you at 90 years old. And now have you served this day for the knife and the fire to be made and offering. You can imagine the hurt that she was feeling at that point. Verse 81, but I console myself with you, my son, in its being the word of Yahweh, for you did perform the command of Yahweh. Even she realizes it. She realizes this. It doesn't make it hurt any less, but she realizes it. For who can transgress the word of Yahweh, and whose hand is the soul of every living creature? And she continues on. Verse 82. You are just, O Yah, our Elohim, for all your works are good and righteous. For I also am rejoiced with your word which you did command. And while my eye weeps bitterly, my heart rejoices. A mother's tears. Verse 83. And Sarah laid her head upon the bosom of one of her handmaids, and she became as still as a stone. Verse 84. She afterward rose up and went about making inquiries till she came to Hebron, and she inquired of all those whom she met walking in the road, and no one could tell her what had happened to her son. verse 85. And she came with her maidservants and men servants to Kiriath Arba, which is Hebron. And she asked concerning her son, and she remained there while she sent some of her servants to seek where Abraham had gone with Yitzchak. They went to seek him in the house of Shem and Eber, and they could not find him. And they sought throughout the land, and he was not there. Verse 86. And behold, Hashatan came to Sarah in the shape of an old man. And he came and stood before her, and he said unto her, I spoke falsely unto you. For Abraham did not kill his son, and he is not dead. And when she heard the word, her joy was so exceedingly violent on account of her son that her soul went out through joy. She died and was gathered to her people. Just everything just quit. She just... Doesn't account for Sarah's death in the King James. So you got that here. Why? Verse 87. And when Abraham had finished the service, he returned with his son Yitzchak to his young men, and they rose up and they went together to Beersheba, and they came home. And Abraham sought for Sarah and could not find her. And he made inquiries concerning her, and they said unto him, she went as far as Hebron to seek you both where you had gone, for thus was she informed. Well, and Abraham and Yitzchak went to her to Hebron, and when they found that she was dead, they lifted up their voices and wept bitterly over her. And Yitzchak fell upon his mother's face and wept over her. And he said, oh, my mother, how hast thou left me, and where have you gone? Oh, how have you left me? Verse 90. And Abraham and Yitzchak wept greatly, and all their servants wept with them on account of Sarah, and they mourned over her a great and heavy mourning. That ends chapter 23. Hashatan could not hurt Abram directly, so he caused the death of his beloved wife. That's how evil this creature is. Anything he can do to hurt the seed line of what would become Israel. They don't give the details of Sarah's death in Genesis or anything in the King James. They just don't give it. Let's get into chapter 24. Not nearly as long as the last chapter. Verse 1. And the life of Sarah was 127 years. You can reference Genesis 23, verse 1. And Sarah died, and Abraham rose up from before his dead to seek a burial place to bury his wife Sarah. And he went and spoke to the children of Heth, the Hittites, the inhabitants of the land, saying, I am a stranger and sojourner with you in your land. Give me a possession of a burial place in your land that I may bury my dead from before me. Verse 3, and the children of Heth said unto Abraham, behold, the land is before you. In the choice of our sepulchres, or the choice of our land, bury your dead. For no man shall withhold you from burying your dead. In other words, pick a spot. Verse 4. And Abraham said unto them, if you are agreeable to this, go and entreat for me to Ephron, the son of Zohar, requesting that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which is in the end of his field, and I will purchase it of him for whatever he desires for it. Okay. Verse 5. And Ephron dwelt among the children of Heth, and they went and called for him, and he came before Abraham. And Ephron said unto Abraham, behold, all you requirest your servant I will do. And Abraham said, no, but I will buy the cave and the field which you have for value, for a possession of a burial place forever. Verse 6, and Ephron answered and said, behold, the field and the cave are before thee. Give whatever you desire. And Abraham said, only at full value will I buy it from your hand and from the hands of those that go in at the gate of your city and from the hand of your seed forever. In other words, he wasn't going to have it said that he had cheated anybody. Okay. Verse 7, and Ephron and all his brethren heard this, and Abraham weighed to Ephron 400 shekels of silver in the hands of Ephron and in the hands of all his brethren. And Abraham wrote this transaction, and he wrote it and testified it with four witnesses. Verse 8, and these are the names of the witnesses. Amigal, son of Abishna, the Hittite, the Hitti, okay. Adikoram, son of Ashunach, the Hivi, that's Hivite, C-H-I-W-W-I-Y, that's how it's spelled, Hivi, that's Hivite. These are all Canaanites. Abdon, son of Akiram, the Gomerite, Bachdil, the son of Abudish, the Zidonite, that's from the city of Zidon, Tyre and Zidon, okay. Verse 9, and Abram took the book of the purchase and placed it in his treasures, and these are the words that Abram wrote in the book, namely, verse 10, that the cave in the field Abram brought from Ephron the Hitti, and from his seed line, and from those that go out of his city, and from their seed line forever, are to be a purchase to Abram and to his seed line and to those that go forth from his loins for a possession of a burial place forever. And he put a signet to it and testified it with witnesses. Verse 11. And the field and the cave that was in it and all that place were made sure unto Abraham and unto his seed after him from the children of Heth. Behold, it is before Mamre in Hebron, which is in the land of Canaan. Okay? He didn't trust these people. And he shouldn't have. They're Canaanites. Okay? So he made them go basically by the book. He didn't just say, okay, I trust y'all. Nah, it don't work like that. Verse 12. And after this, Abraham buried his wife Sarah there. And that place and all its boundary became to Abraham and unto his seed for a possession of a burial place. Verse 13. And Abraham buried Sarah with pomp. Now they have some italicized words here. As observed at the internment of kings, and she was buried in a very fine and beautiful garments. Verse 14. And at her bier was Shem, his sons Eber and Abimelech, together with Anar, Ashcol, and Mamre, and all the grandees of the land followed her bier. Abraham was famous, okay? And everybody wanted to honor him. Verse 15, and the days of Sarah were 127 years, and she died, and Abraham made a great and heavy mourning, and he performed the rites of mourning for 7 days. Verse 16, and all the inhabitants of the land comforted Abraham and Yitzchak, his son, on account of Sarah. Verse 17, and when the days of their mourning passed by, Abraham sent away his son Yitzchak, and he went to the house of Shem and Eber to learn the ways of Yahweh and his instructions, and Abraham remained there 3 years. Verse 18, at that time Abraham rose up with all his servants, and they went and returned homeward to Be'er Sheba. And Abraham and all his servants remained in Be'er Sheba. And at the revolution of the year, Abimelech, okay, king of the Philistines, died in that year. He was 193 years old at his death. And Abraham went with his people to the land of the Philistines, and they comforted the whole household and all his servants, and then he turned and went home. Verse 20, and it was after the death of Abimelech that the people of Gerar took Ben-Malik, his son, and he was only 12 years old, and they made him king in the place of his father. Verse 21, and they called his name Abimelech after the name of his father, for thus was it their custom to do in Gerar, and Abimelech reigned instead of Abimelech his father, and he sat upon his throne. Well, Abimelech itself means my father is king. Okay. Verse 22. And Lot, the son of Haran, also died in those days, in the 39th year of the life of Yitzchak. And all the days that Lot lived were 140 years, and he died. Verse 23. And these are the children of Lot that were born to him by his daughters. Incest. Okay. The name of the firstborn was Moab, and the name of the second was Ben-Ami. Verse 24. And the two sons of Lot went and took themselves wives from the land of Canaan, Canaanite wives, and they bare children to them, and the children of Moab were Ed, Maon, Tarsus, and Canvi, four sons. These are fathers to the children of Moab to this day. Those are the ancestors. Verse 25. And all the families of the children of Lot went to dwell wherever they should light upon, for they were fruitful and increased abundantly. And they went and built themselves cities in the land where they dwelt, and they called the names of the cities which they built after their own names. And Nahor, the son of Terah, brother to Abraham, died in those days, in the 40th year of the life of Yitzchak, and all the days of Nahor were 172 years, and he died and was buried in Haran. Verse 28, and when Abraham heard that his brother was dead, he grieved sadly, and he mourned over his brother many days. Verse 29, and Abraham called for Eliezer, his head servant, to give him orders concerning his house, and he came and stood before him. And Abraham said to him, behold, I am old. I do not know the day of my death, for I am advanced in days. Now, therefore, rise up, go forth, and do not take a wife for my son from this place and from this land, from the daughters of the Canaanite amongst whom we dwell. You can reference Genesis 24, verse 3. Verse 31. But go to my land and to my birthplace, and take from there a wife for my son. And Yahweh Elohim of the sky and the land, who took me from my father's house and brought me to this place, and said unto me, to your seed line will I give this land for an inheritance forever. He will send a messenger, as angel here, but it's not angel, it's messenger, before you and prosper your way, that you may obtain a wife for my son from my family and from my father's household. And the servant answered his master Abraham and said, behold, I go to your birthplace and to your father's house and take a wife for your son from there. But if the woman be not willing to follow me to this land, shall I take your son back to the land of your birthplace? Verse 33. And Abram said unto him, take heed that you bring not my son here again, for Yahweh, before whom I have walked, he will send his messenger before thee and prosper your way. In other words, do what I told you. Don't worry about it. Just don't bring my son back here. Take him there, get him married. Okay. Okay. Verse 34. And Eleazar did as Abraham ordered him, and Eleazar swore unto Abraham, his master, upon this matter. And Eleazar rose up and took 10 camels of the camels of his master and 10 men from his master's servant with him. And they rose up and went to Haran, the city of Abraham and Nahor, in order to fetch a wife for Yitzchak, the son of Abraham. And whilst they were gone, Abraham sent to the house of Shem and Eber, and they brought from there his son Yitzchak. Stop. He was there getting instructed in the ways of Yahweh from the two masters, Shem and Eber. That's what he was doing there. Verse 35. And Yitzchak came home to his father's house to Beersheba, where while Eleazar and his men came to Haran. And they stopped in the city by the watering place, and he made his camels to kneel down by the water, and they remained there. Verse 36. And Eleazar, Abraham's servant, prayed and said, O Elohim of Abraham, my master, send me, I pray you, good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master, that you shall appoint this day a wife for my master's son from his family. And Yahweh hearkened to the voice of Eleazar for the sake of his servant Abraham. And he happened to meet with the daughter of Betuel, the son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, brother to Abraham, and Eleazar came to her house. Verse 38, and Eleazar related to them all his concerns, that he was Abraham's servant, and they greatly rejoiced at him. And they all blessed Yahweh, who brought this thing about, and they gave him Rebekah. Okay. The daughter of Betuel for a wife for Yitzchak. And the young woman was of very comely appearance. She was a virgin, and Rebekah was 10 years old in those days. Of course she is a virgin. Verse 41. And Betuel and Laban and his children made a feast on that night, and Eleazar and his men came and ate and drank and rejoiced there on that night. And Eleazar rose up in the morning, he and his men that were with him, and he called to the whole household of Betuel, saying, send me away, that I may go to my master. And they rose up and sent away Rebekah and her nurse Deborah, the daughter of Uz. And they gave her silver and gold, men servants and maid servants, and they blessed her. Verse 43. And they sent Eleazar away with his men, and the servants took Rebekah, and he went and returned to his master in the land of Canaan. Verse 44. And Yitzchak took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he brought her into the tent. Verse 45. And Yitzchak was 40 years old when he took Rebekah, the daughter of his uncle Betuel, for a wife. And that ends chapter 24. And pretty much of my reading for today. I'm not going to get into chapter 25 today. I will do that next Monday. Okay. But it has been an exciting read with a lot of information that is not contained in your King James Bible. That's the whole deal. There's so much more information in this. So we're going to continue on Monday, beginning in chapter 25. I want to thank you for joining me as we read through this, or I read through it. You sit there and listen. A little humor there. Yuck, yuck, yuck. It's always a pleasure to read this stuff. It's exciting and gives you the whole story. It fills in a lot of gaps. So I usually stop at 57 minutes. It gives a chance for a station break. And we'll be signing off here directly, but I want to remind everybody of my website, https://... www.pastor-steve.com. You can download all the stuff there. May Yahweh bless and keep you, and talk to you again next time. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.